Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am VC Pramod. The headlines. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan to be NDA candidate for vice presidential election. Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomes the decision, saying Mr. Radhakrishnan always focused on community service and empowering marginalized sections of society. Election Commission publishes list of 65 lakh voters excluded from Bihar draft electoral roll after special intensive revision. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi to be on a two-day visit to India beginning today. Top European leaders to join Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Washington today for a crucial meeting with US President Donald Trump. Star Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra qualifies for Diamond League 2025 final to be held in Zurich on August 27th and 28th. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will be NDDA's candidate for the upcoming vice presidential election. BJP National President and Union Minister J.P. Nadda announced this while addressing the media following BJP Parliamentary Board meeting at the party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Nadda said that all NDA colleagues have supported the decision.
संसदीय बोर्ड की बैठक में जिसका नेतृत्व प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी की उपस्थिति में हुआ सभी पहलुओं पर चर्चा हुई और नामों पर विस्तृत रूप से जो पार्टी में एक्सरसाइज हुई थी उन सारे एक्सरसाइज के बारे में डेलिब्रेशन हुआ सुझाव मांगे गए और उसके बाद फिर ये तय हुआ कि हमारे उपराष्ट्रपति के प्रत्याशी के रूप में महाराष्ट्र के राज्यपाल श्री चंद्रपुरम पुन्नास्वामी राधाकृष्णन जी उनको हम एनडीए का प्रत्याशी बनाएंगे और वो एनडीए के प्रत्याशी के रूप में रहेंगे।
Our correspondent takes a look at the life and works of Mr. Radhakrishnan.
Beginning his political journey as a student leader, Chandrapuram Punnaswamy Radhakrishnan was actively involved in organizations such as the RSS and Jansangh. Since then, he has used politics as a medium to serve the public. Mr. Radhakrishnan was elected twice to the Lok Sabha from Coimbatore, securing victory by a record margin of more than 1.5 lakh votes. As member of parliament, he was part of India's parliamentary delegation to the United Nations and later to Taiwan. In Tamil Nadu, he served as a state president of the BJP, where he actively raised social and developmental issues. As a chairman of the COI board, between 2016 and 2020, Mr. Radhakrishnan transformed India's COI sector, taking exports to an all-time high of over 2,500 crore rupees. Mr. Radhakrishnan has also served as governor of Jharkhand, Telangana, Puducherry and Maharashtra. In Jharkhand, he travelled across all 24 districts within just 4 months, engaging directly with citizens and officials to strengthen grassroots governance. He also made notable contributions towards tuberculosis eradication in Jharkhand, Puducherry and Maharashtra. Born in Tirupur, Tamil Nadu, Mr. Radhakrishnan is the first OBC leader from South India nominated for the office of Vice President, an agriculturalist and industrialist by profession. He is admired for his integrity, vision and unblemished public life. With more than 4 decades serving people as a karyakarta, Mr. Radhakrishnan's journey reflects service, leadership and unwavering commitment to the nation. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the decision of the NDA. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that in his long years in public life, Mr. Radhakrishnan has distinguished himself through his dedication, humility and intellect. The Prime Minister added that Mr. Radhakrishnan has always focused on community service and empowering the marginalized during the various positions he was held. B.M. Modi noted that Mr. Radhakrishnan has done extensive work at the grassroots level in Tamil Nadu and has rich experience as MP and governor of various states. The Prime Minister further expressed confidence that Mr. Radhakrishnan will be an inspiring vice president. Meanwhile, the Minister of Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnav, also congratulated Mr. Radhakrishnan on being nominated as NDA's vice presidential candidate. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. The Election Commission of India has uploaded the list of 65 lakh voters whose names were removed from the Bihar draft electoral roll published on August 1st after the Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise. The list of voters whose names were included in the Bihar voter list till 2025 but are not included in the draft roll have been uploaded on the official website of the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer, CEO Bihar.
The booth-level officers, with the help of booth-level agents appointed by the political parties and other officials, have prepared the list of voters whose numeration slips have not been received. The notice further says that any dissatisfied person can submit their claim along with a copy of their Aadhaar card. With this initiative, the downloaded list will provide details of excluded elector's serial number, EPIC number, name of voter, relation type, name of relative, old part number, old serial number, age and gender. It also mentioned the reason for their non-inclusion in the 1st August draft roll. The publication of the excluded voters under the SIR exercise in the poll-bound Bihar came after the interim order of the Supreme Court. With Dharmendra from Patna, this is Deepmala Kaushik for Akashwani News.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Chinese Foreign Minister and member of the Politburo of the Communist Party of China, Wang Yi, will be on a two-day visit to India beginning today. He is visiting India at the invitation of the National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. During the visit, the Chinese Foreign Minister will hold the 24th round of the Special Representative's talks on the India-China boundary question with India's Special Representative, Mr. Doval. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will hold a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart. Top European leaders will join Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Washington today for a crucial meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump as pressure mounts for a swift resolution to the ongoing war in Ukraine. The high-profile delegation includes UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer, French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, and NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte. The leaders are hoping to reinforce Zelensky's position and ensure that any proposed peace terms do not undermine Ukraine's sovereignty or long-term security. Palestinian militant group Hamas has rejected Israel's plan to relocate residents from Gaza City, saying the move constitutes a new wave of genocide and displacement for hundreds of thousands of residents in the area. The Palestinian militant group accused Israel of using the planned deployment of tents and other shelter equipment in southern Gaza as a blatant deception to disguise what it called preparations for a major crime against civilians. On to weather update, the India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Goa, Maharashtra and Gujarat during the next 7 days. IMD has issued red colour warning for extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Karnataka, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra today. Continuous rain in Himachal Pradesh and cloud bursts in Jammu region have increased water levels in the rivers, especially Ravi and Bias in Punjab. Villagers living near these rivers and those in Pathankot, Gurdaspur, Kapurthala, Hoshiarpur, Fazilka and Firozpur districts are having sleepless nights. More from our correspondent.
More than 20 villages in Kapurthala and Hoshiarpur and about 10 villages in border district Pathankot have been affected due to overflowing of rivers. Hundreds of villagers have been brought to shelter homes and standing paddy crop has also been washed away in parts of both Kapurthala and Hoshiarpur. The concerned district administrations have put senior officials on duty for round-the-clock vigil and have appealed to the residents to move to shelter homes. Meanwhile, Punjab's Water Resources Minister Birinder Kumar Goyal has reviewed the prevailing situation and has instructed to ensure swift mitigation measures and safeguard lives of both people and livestock as well as property. He confirmed that around 14,200 acres of land across Kapurthala, Firozpur and Fazilka districts have been affected by flood waters. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In Maharashtra, heavy rain continued to lash Mumbai, Konkan and Ghat areas for the third consecutive day. A red alert has been issued in Konkan, Mumbai, metropolitan region and Ghat areas of western Maharashtra for the next 12 hours. An orange alert has been issued in Palghar, Thane, Mumbai city, Mumbai suburbs, Raigad, Ratnagiri, Sindhudurg, Yavatmal, Chandrapur, Gadchiroli districts as well as Satara Ghat, Kolhapur Ghat. More from our correspondent.
Meanwhile, due to rough sea condition and winds are likely to blow at 50 to 60 km per hour, the State Emergency Operations Center advised fishermen to avoid to go into the sea. The Kundalika River in Raigarh district has crossed the warning level, while Jagbudi River in Ratnagiri district has crossed the danger level. The state administration has instructed the National Disaster and the State Disaster Response Force to be alert for emergency situation. Bhavna, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Moving on to the world of sports, star Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra has officially booked his place in the 2025 Diamond League final, set to be held in Zurich, Switzerland on the 27th and 28th of this month. We have a report.
Despite skipping on the Silesia leg, Chopra's earlier performances were strong enough to guarantee qualification. Chopra sits on 15 points from just two appearances, thanks to his 88.16 meters winning throw in Paris and a national record 90.23 meters in Doha, where he finished second behind Germany's Julian Weber. Both men are level on points, trailing Trinidad and Tobago's Keshawn Volkert, who leads the standings with 17 from three events. In football, the Durant Cup 2025 semifinals are set. East Bengal edge past arch rivals Mohun Bagan Super Giant 2-1 in Kolkata to reach the last four. The 16-time champions now face debutants Diamond Harbour FC, who caused a huge upset in Jamshedpur by beating ISL side Jamshedpur FC 2-0. Switching to tennis, where defending champion Yannick Sinner is set to face Carlos Alcaraz at the Cincinnati Open in what marks their fourth showdown of the year, each coming in a final. Alcaraz claimed wins in Rome and at the French Open, while Sinner answered back with a victory at Wimbledon. In the women's draw, world number one Iga Swiatek booked her first Cincinnati final with a 7-5, 6-3 win over Elena Rybakina. She will face either Jasmine Paolini or Veronika Kudermetova for the title tomorrow. With Mayur Jain, Yashasvi Kirial, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In our bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak at 9:30 p.m. today, we will bring an insightful discussion on safety from vector-borne diseases with Dr. Puneet Mishra, Professor, Community Medicine, AIIMS, New Delhi. During the program, the listeners will have an opportunity to ask our experts questions related to symptoms of vector-borne diseases, prevention and cure of such diseases. To participate, simply dial telephone number 011-2371-7117 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 92890-94044 or post your questions on X with the hashtag AskAIR. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Pramod. Statesman, in a front page report, says PM Modi inaugurates 11,000 crore rupees highway projects in Delhi. The Hindu reports centers GST reforms will benefit poor and middle class, says Prime Minister. The Economic Times reports that big GST cut may rev up demand for small cars. Financial Express says government pushing India Inc. to increase global footprint. Election Commission tells Rahul Gandhi to file affidavit in 7 days or apologize to the nation, reports The Hindu. All papers have covered the nomination of Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan as NDA's vice presidential candidate. The Hindustan Times headlines, Mahagav Radhakrishnan to be NDA pick for VP role. And finally, an item in the Indian Express says North Block is leaving the building with files, stationery and nostalgia. The building is being emptied as part of the government's plan to redevelop the Central Vista area. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan to be NDA candidate for vice presidential election. Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomes the decision, saying Mr. Radhakrishnan always focused on community service and empowering marginalized sections of society. Election Commission publishes list of 65 lakh voters excluded from Bihar draft electoral roll after special intensive revision. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi to be on a two-day visit to India beginning today. Top European leaders to join Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Washington today for a crucial meeting with US President Donald Trump. Star Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra qualifies for Diamond League 2025 final to be held in Zurich on August 27th and 28th. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.